So, Brad, if we could start generally with your overall reaction to today's ruling, other than, I'm sure, disagreeing with it, can you describe what your thoughts are on the majority ruling?
Well, the majority makes it much harder for individuals to join together in a class case to challenge pervasive sex discrimination or, frankly, any kind of discrimination. It turns its back on more than 40 years of case law development. So it's bad news, and we're very disappointed in it. But there's a very important point here, though, that I want to make, which is the court did not rule that Walmart is not guilty of discrimination. It didn't even address that. It made a procedural decision about whether there can be a class action or not. In fact, and I want to say this to all the women of Walmart who have worked at Walmart at any time since December 26, 1998, this case is not over. Under well-established rules, any woman who had a claim of denial of equal pay or promotion into management at any time since December 26, 1998, those claims today are not too late to bring, because the claims have been frozen during the pendency of this lawsuit all these years. And in fact, we've already interviewed over 12,000 women around the country. We're getting thousands of more women who are contacting us, and we'll be advising them of their rights to file claims with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or to file lawsuits. And we advise them all to go to www.walmartclass.com.
So just so I can understand the backstory, based on what you just said, it sounds like the claims process through the EEOC had been kind of on pause while this legal process was going on, and now it starts again. Is that right?
That's right. When a class action automatically freezes the statute of limitations or the time period for filing a claim as long as the class action is pending. And that means because of the rules in this case, the class goes back to the end of 1998. So women who had claims at any time since that time are not too late. Their claims have been frozen, and they now have the statutory time periods to go to the EEOC or to file their own lawsuit.
So it sounds like you're prepared to, instead of putting a flurry of women's cases through the courts, it sounds like that flurry is going to now move to the EEOC. Is that right?
Well, both places. There will be some cases that will get filed in court immediately and some cases that will go to the EEOC, and that's part of what we're going to parse out as we continue interviewing thousands of women across the country. But the important thing is it's certainly not over. Walmart does not have a free pass to discriminate, and the women at Walmart are not done.
As I read the opinion from Justice Scalia, it sounded like the problem, as you said, they didn't say anything as to whether or not Walmart had discriminated. It sounded like perhaps you may have overreached and tried to bite off a little bit too much in getting too large a group of women across too many different kinds of jobs. And it was only a 5-4 opinion. There was a lot of dissent from the other justices, but what do you make of that claim that maybe the class was just too diverse to be taken as one block?
Well, that's certainly the view of Justice Scalia, and the court did say that the class as currently constituted is too large. We're examining that opinion to see if there might be a narrower class that we can formulate going forward. That's part of the process that we're going to have to go through during the coming days. But I think it's also important to point out that there was a very vigorous dissent by four justices, including the three women on the court, that pointed out that this class had enough evidence to go forward, and the court was dramatically changing the ground rules for class actions.
How is your client doing today? How is Ms. Dukes?
Betty Dukes is resolute, and she's ready to go. You know, she understands this is a long fight. She has seen this case from day one as a long-term struggle, and she's ready.
I'm sure she must have been somewhat disappointed by today's ruling, at least a little bit.
We're all disappointed, but Betty Dukes' case is going forward, and she, along with the rest of us, are encouraging women at Walmart to not give up hope.
I've seen some of the coverage just in the last few minutes that describe this as a victory for Walmart, but it sounds like, based on the fact that you plan to continue to fight this out, that declaration of victory may be premature in your perspective.
Yeah, I think the phrase that I want to close with is, be careful what you ask for. Walmart didn't want a class action. I'm not sure they wanted tens of thousands of lawsuits.
And now they may just get it.
They may just get that, yes.